On-duty versus off-duty. What is on-duty time? The 60-70-hour limit is based on how many hours you work over a period of days. Just what kind of work is included in on-duty time? It includes all time you are working or required to be ready to work for any employer. This includes the following activities. All time at a plant, terminal, or other facility of a motor carrier or shipper, unless you have been relieved from duty by the motor carrier. All time inspecting or servicing your truck, including fueling and washing it. All driving time. All other time in a truck unless you are resting in a sleeper berth. All time loading, unloading, supervising or attending your truck, or handling paperwork for shipments. All time taking care of your truck when it is broken down. All time spent providing a breath, saliva, or urine sample for drug alcohol testing, including travel to and from the collection site. All time doing any other work for a motor carrier, including giving or receiving training and driving a company car, and all time spent doing paid work for anyone who is not a motor carrier, such as a part-time job at a local restaurant. The bottom line is that on-duty time includes all time you are working for a motor carrier, whether paid or not, and all time you are doing paid work for anyone else. The definition of on-duty time is found in section 395.2. Travel time refers to you being transported to a new location as part of your job, but you are not performing any of the driving on the trip. Any travel time you do in the direction of your motor carrier is considered on-duty time. However, if you take at least 10 consecutive hours off-duty once you get to your destination, you may count all of the time, including the travel time, as off-duty. Example, your company sends you on a bus for 8 hours to pick up a truck and drive it back. You are simply riding the bus and not doing any other work for your company. Before driving the truck, you take 10 consecutive hours off-duty. In this case, you may count all of the travel time as off-duty as well. The regulation on travel time is found in Section 395.1J. What is off-duty time? By understanding the definition of on-duty time, you will get a good idea of what is considered off-duty time. In order for time to be considered off-duty, you must be relieved of all duties and responsibility for performing work. You must be free to pursue activities of your own choosing and be able to leave the place where your vehicle is parked. If you are not doing any work, paid or unpaid, for a motor carrier, and you are not doing any paid work for anyone else, you may record the time as off-duty time.